Think about a guitar. This is a simple mechanical resonator. When the string is hit, it starts to oscillate and produces sound waves with a characteristic frequency, or pitch. These resonant frequencies, as they are called, are the ones for which exactly a whole number of oscillations fit between the clamped points. For waves with other frequencies, the string tries to move at the points where it is clamped down, and the waves quickly become very weak. Only waves at the resonant frequencies can survive on the string. Just like the sound waves on the guitar string, light can also be thought of as a wave. Each color of light has a different frequency, and every frequency corresponds to a different wavelength, which is the distance between the neighboring peaks of the wave. Visible light has wavelengths ranging from 450 to 700 nanometers, a size smaller than 1,000th of a millimeter. Now imagine two parallel mirrors facing each other. This is an optical resonator. It confines light inside by making it bounce between the mirrors. The light waves are trapped in a similar way to the sound waves of the guitar string being trapped between the two clamps. As a result, only some frequencies will be resonant and able to survive between the two mirrors. The smallest possible resonator is the one where only half of the wave fits between the mirrors. The wavelength of light is less than a micrometer, so an optical resonator that confines less than several wavelengths of visible light is therefore called a microresonator.